Yeah, I just saw those extra two pictures you sent. Wow. Yeah. But I've got this one tree that's right outside my balcony here in my bedroom window, and it actually blocks my view out of my bedroom window more than my balcony. And I'm actually just sitting up in bed right now. I'm not too motivated. And I'm watching this tree, and it's a cottonwood, and you can see the bulges already in the trunks and in the limbs. And it's just, you know how people do the pageant wave where your wrist turns one way and your arm waves it the other way? Well, imagine this big tree doing that, but maybe on a scale of about 3 to 5 times worse in a wind that they claim was only 50 degrees, or it's not 50 degrees, 50 miles an hour. And no, there was more than 50-mile-an-hour winds that came through this area of town. And that tree was bending. As I'm looking out my window right now, I see the top portion of it. But that tree was bending so much in the rain that the tree actually disappeared from my view in the exact position I'm laying in right now, partially sitting up in bed. And it's just like, holy smokes, that sucker's gone, you know. And then before the power went out, I swear to God I saw the northern lights, but no, that was the blue-green lights from the transformers and stuff like that before they went. And then over by 11 Mile and John R., there was a huge fire, because then once all the lights went out and I looked out the window and the rain subsided, I saw smoke and fire. Well, actually, I saw the glow of fire, and smoke came from there. So something caught fire out there near 11 and John R.